At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Bart Winkler, and we have figured out who Marco and Carlos thought they were talking about. We mentioned that Darren Ruff was suing the Reds for a play in which he got hurt. And Marco said Darren Ruff was a Yankee. And then I looked it up and I said, awkward, he wasn't. Some of the AI models where you ask a question were confirming Marco's belief. And I was looking at Baseball Reference and Wikipedia. Did you figure out who you were thinking of?
Yes. And the answer is J.D. Davis.
Oh, J.D. Davis. J.D.
Now, here's
Davis.
Why we thought it was Darren Ruff. Because J.D. Davis and a bunch of other dudes, I'm just going to say that because I don't know any of these guys, they got traded from the Mets to the San Francisco Giants for Darren Ruff. But J.D. Davis eventually... he played for the Yankees, and that really was like a cup of coffee. It was like he was there for like a week, and they're like,
J.D.
Nope,
Davis,
get out of here. And he actually is still playing
with the Angels.
That's right.
Of Anaheim.
Still stinks, though.
Astros, Mets, Giants, Athletics. And then in 2024, after he was designated for assignment by the A's on June 18, when you're too bad for the A's... the Yankees traded cash considerations. Oh, no, they traded Jordan Groshans. Is that a guy? Jordan Groshans? The hell is he? No, he's not with the A's anymore. They traded him for Davis and cash. So not only did the A's not want him, they gave you money to take him. J.D. Davis played 7 games for New York. He went 2-for-9, had 1 RBI, 3 walks. He was then designated for assignment and released. He latched on with the Baltimore Orioles to sign a minor league contract for the Norfolk Tides. And this year, he signed with the Angels. He started in the minors. Then the A's brought him up in April. He went 1-for-9 in those games, designated for assignment again. Cleared waivers, elected free agency, but then a couple weeks later, he just re-signed with the Angels on a minor league deal. So that is the long, twisted tale of the last 365 days of former Met living legend J.D. Davis. This all came about because story that we were informed of today, we being the world, former major league outfielder and first baseman Darren Ruff is suing the Cincinnati Reds for damages after he suffered a career-ending injury while crashing into an uncovered tarp roller at Great American Ballpark 2 years ago. So Darren Ruff, who did play for the Phillies, and then spent a couple of years with the Samsung Lions, believe it or not, overseas, that Korean baseball. Yep, KBO. Then came back for the Giants, the Mets, the Giants, and then in 2023 was a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. Signed a one-year deal in May of 2023 and was only with the club for about 2 weeks because in the third inning of a game against Cincinnati at the Great American Ballpark, this happened.
Luke Melia at first is from Covington, Kentucky. He's right over the bridge. Should get out of play.
Ooh.
Might have hurt his knee.
Yeah. Kind of collided with the tarp awkwardly, Darren Ruff. Nice. Those tarps are plastic or nylon, but well, I think he's bleeding there. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he got cut.
Yeah, I think he has to be removed from the game here, Spilly. Burns will have a couple of warm-up pitches as Rowdy Tellez comes into the game off the bench.
All right, so if you don't recognize any of those voices doing the commentary, it's because the game was on Apple TV. That's probably why. But Darren Ruff left the game and then never played Major League Baseball again. Now, he did join the University of Nebraska Omaha Baseball as assistant coach, so he's got some sort of stake in the game at this point, but not in the major leagues, as he is out. The charges that he is suing for are negligence in failing to maintain safe field conditions, and specifically cites the presence of the unpadded metal tarp roller. This didn't need to happen, Ruff said in a statement. I wish it didn't happen. Players shouldn't have to worry about hidden hazards like that on a major league field. According to the complaint, Ruff suffered permanent and substantial deformities to his knee. Said the end of the tarp roller was made of sharp metal and had no protective cushioning or cap. He is seeking punitive and compensatory damages. The complaint says the Reds did not take reasonable precautions to keep the stadium safe and are also liable for the negligent acts of the ground crew's reckless conduct. So that's something. I think that he will be able to win that lawsuit. It's interesting. At first, if a guy gets hurt, well, when I first saw this, I thought, oh, the guy got hurt. What are you supposed to do? You're playing on a field, just so you're going to get hurt, you're going to sue. But just like the precedent that I'll bring up in a second, maybe you've already thought of it. This is technically not, well, I mean, it technically isn't, right? In the field of play. The tarp, there's no real major league, I don't think, clarification of where the tarp needs to be. Like, it needs to be where you can cover it. The roller needs to be where you can cover it. But teams could theoretically put it where, I don't think it needs to be like, all right, 30 paces from here. So they are supposed to make it safe. I'm just trying to think of other scenarios, like what would be borderline? If a guy ran into a wall, can he sue if he gets hurt? If the wall, I guess if it wasn't properly padded, or maybe if the team had not taken a precaution to prevent injury, because you can't prevent all injuries. What about, you know, those stadiums where, and I think some of the minor league ones might have them, but the pitchers are warming up on the field in foul territory. I can't believe that was allowed for as long as it was. I also can't believe it took that long to put netting up along the first and third base lines. I mean, people were getting drilled in the face. Foul ball that came to me this weekend, that at least went in the air and you like have time to think about it. Some people, you blink and a ball comes shoot you right in between the eyeballs. So that was no good. The other situation that I thought of, and I think maybe a lot of us did, is this is from the Simon Law Firm that ended up representing Reggie Bush. They say, November 1st, 2015, the Rams play one of their final games in St. Louis before leaving for L.A. During that game, Reggie Bush was playing for the visiting 49ers and sustained a very serious, painful knee injury when returning a punt that knocked him out the rest of the season. Could not negotiate in free agency the following offseason. Something very simple could have been done to protect players like Mr. Bush, but it wasn't for no reason other than indifference. This is what they say, SimonLawPC.com. For some reason, all along the sidelines on both sides at the Rams Dome, there was a strip of uncovered exposed concrete between the wall and where they stopped the turf, just 11 yards from the out-of-bounds line on the sidelines. The very week before, another player on the visiting team skidded across on the same concrete strip and hurt himself. Nothing was done. We knew something could have been done to easily cover it because the day after Reggie's injury, the Rams jump-started the process to make sure it got covered with something that would provide better traction and be a non-slip surface for the next game. By not being covered sooner, Reggie tore his meniscus, knocking Reggie out the rest of the season, all the way through free agency. He got a last-second contract the next year with the Bills, never really got a chance to play. That's how his career ended. At the conclusion of a seven-day trial, the jury found the Rams 100% liable and awarded our client $4.95 million in compensatory damages and $7.5 million in punitive damages for a total verdict of $12.45 million. So will Darren Ruff get rewarded financially? I think it's going to come down to what did the Reds do? What could they have done better? But using that as precedent, if you didn't secure an area of the field where players could play, then maybe, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of like that I'm thinking of. Like, you know, when we elevate the games at the Final Four, what if somebody falls off? You know, how the bench is lower because we're playing in a football stadium. Well, if somebody falls off and cracks their skull open. Not like dying. But there's a lot of different things that could happen. I don't know. I am interested in this one. I want to see how the Reds, who I don't think have responded for comment for anybody that has inquired, but I want to see how they justify, or if they're just like, no, dude, we kind of have been waiting for this. Here's our number. We're willing to settle. The Rockies lawsuit that was brought up. This was news this week. I've got this from Nine News in Denver. A Rockies fan says he was permanently injured when he was hit in his right eye by a foul ball, in part because of the team's bad performance and encouragement of the non-spectating behavior. So, foul balls have hit fans before. But what he's claiming, he filed the lawsuit on Monday. This is a game that happened in July of 2023. He's claiming catastrophic and permanent injuries. Essentially claiming because the Rockies aren't interesting enough to watch. From the article, according to the lawsuit, he was seated in a luxury box When the foul ball was hit, he could not see it coming toward him. The suit claims the ball was obscured by architectural elements of the stadium, which included the ceiling of the luxury box and the overhang of the stadium's bleacher seats. The Colorado Baseball Spectator Safety Act of 1993 generally protects stadiums from lawsuits, but this man's attorney argues in this instance the club was negligent because it failed to extend or enhance netting data based on data, about foul ball trajectories in places with limited vision. Rockle, the guy, Rockle, his first name is Tim. Timothy Rockle also claims the team's long-standing poor performance played a role because the club fosters a stadium culture where socializing, dining, and business networking are the primary focus of attendees. And you know what? That does go in line with something that I brought up earlier this week, because that was a Sunday. The Rockies, was it last weekend they were at home, got just I mean, they suck. They're terrible. And the Rockies got beat up very badly. They played the Diamondbacks. Yeah, rivalry weekend. Was that in Arizona? Yeah, okay, so the weekend before. The weekend before, they had a weekend series at home, and they played the Padres. And the Rockies at the time are 6-33. Yet they drew 38,000 fans. What? That Sunday, now 7-33, so maybe some fans excited. Or no, they lost, and then so they won the next game. I'll get it right when we do this for real. This is just rehearsal.
Fifth hour.
But they drew 34,000 people. So they, like, the Rockies do tout their atmosphere as you can come for more than just the baseball. This guy may win this one too.
You think he's going to win? I read this and I was like, this guy has no shot.
Now, could I sue the Brewers? Because my hand hurt for probably 15 to 30 seconds. But no, what can I sue for?
Can I sue the Cubs when we went to the home opener? I was very cold. I had the sniffles for like a day.
We should sue the Cubs because when we tried to leave, we got stuck in some weird like line where you couldn't leave. Everybody was like bottlenecked at one place and it didn't make any sense. I think like the people in front were just deciding not to move.
You know what? Criminal charges. We were kidnapped.
I still don't know what. And I might sue. I might sue the Cubs and Meta, the ownership company of Facebook, because when I put the picture and video of where our seats were, the Cubs apparently don't have good enough seats that you can sit anywhere and enjoy a game because a lot of people were ripping on me for buying third level seats. And so I can sue for damages for the harassment, the general harassment that I received on Facebook.
Seems fair to me.
As well as the Cubs, yeah. Yeah. What was the time we agreed I should have sued? Remember that? Oh, chicken head in a wing. Yeah.
Oh, you dropped the ball on that one. Big time. Yeah. How do you just throw a lottery ticket away?
I don't know. I wanted the rest of the wings. I was hungry. All right. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. I have found a way, for no reason other than pure meanness, to bring up Tyrese Halliburton that's not going to bother me, but to make fun of Carlos's favorite basketball team. So that should be exciting. Yeah, I'll do that coming up next here on the Bart Winkler Show.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. February of 2022 is when the Sacramento Kings traded Tyrese Haliburton to the Pacers. The Kings got Domantas Sabonis, Justin Holiday, Jeremy Lamb, and a 2023 second-round pick. In return, the Pacers got Haliburton, Buddy Hield, and Tristan Thompson. The Pacers got Haliburton after the Kings decided to move on from him. They also, there was a time where the Kings had Tyrese Haliburton and De'Aaron Fox. And Sacramento did not like that pairing in the backcourt. So they wanted to move Haliburton and got Sabonis. And Sabonis is a good player, but I think Indiana is going to feel like they won that trade. And then De'Aaron Fox was traded to the Spurs. So the grand total right now, after all the guys they acquired and then traded and everything, in the end, the Kings ended up trading Tyrese Haliburton and De'Aaron Fox for Domantas Sabonis, Zach LaVine, Spurs first in 2027, Timberwolves first in 2031, and five future second-round picks. I think now they'd probably rather have De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Haliburton. Yes. What is that from, I must ask? What is that?
That is what the kids call a meme.
Of which one?
I forgot what TV show it was, or maybe it was one of these like A&E documentaries, but it was a father that was crying to his son. The son was like telling him, hey, your drug habits are like really hurting my life.
Oh my God.
And the guy cried like this.
That's somebody's personal moment.
It was on TV. I don't know how personal it was.
Tyrese Haliburton was drafted by the Kings in 2020 with the 12th overall pick. Would you like to know who was drafted ahead of him?
Please.
Anthony Edwards went number one in that draft, so I think the Timberwolves are cool. They're good. They're good. The Golden State Warriors that year, the one time that they earned a really high spot after a really bad season, that's their year they took James Wiseman after watching him play three games. Wiseman latched onto the Pacers and then got hurt. Wiseman was traded to Detroit, and then he signed a two-year contract with the Pacers. He tore his Achilles tendon in the season opener against Detroit this season. Then he was traded to the Raptors alongside cash considerations for a 2026 second-round pick, but then was waived. So he is a free agent. James Wiseman. LaMelo Ball was drafted 3 by the Hornets. And the Chicago Bulls, your Chicago Bulls, in a draft where they could have had Tyrese Halliburton, they went with Patrick Williams. When's he going to be good?
Never.
Darn. Isaac Okoro, Onyeka Nwankwo, Killian Hayes, Obi Toppin, rounding out the top 8. Devin Vassell went 11. You know, Spurs would probably like Halliburton. And Aaron Nesmith got drafted 2 picks after Halliburton from the Boston Celtics. How about that? He was eventually traded, I believe, in a deal with Malcolm Brogdon. But I could be wrong. I don't feel like looking it up. No, I am right. It was Nesmith, Daniel Tice, Malik Fitz, Juwan Morgan, Nick Stauskas. Some of these guys aren't real. And a first-round pick in exchange for Malcolm Brogdon, who was later flipped for Jrue Holiday. So everybody's happy. Robert is in Annapolis via the liner. He dialed up 888-710-4476. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Voices. Thanks for taking my call. Well, you killed my opening comment because you remembered I was going to come in with the fiasco with the chicken head and the chicken wing order. But anyhow, you've already mentioned that, so I will move on. I agree with the Bartometer, Tom Thibodeau. The reason being, if the Knicks win the NBA championship, that guy will be the toast of the town in New York. And there's no better place to be the toast of the town than in New York. He would never have to pay for another meal or another drink. Now, you were talking about drafting and players. Big topic recently was this lottery and all the shading of the was it rigged and all that.
Yeah.
You know that of the four teams still playing, 3 of the players, excluding Edwards, because you, as you said, he was a number one pick, Halliburton, SGA, and Brunson, you know, none of those 3 individuals was a lottery pick?
And they were all, well, Brunson, he wasn't traded, right? He signed a deal.
He was a second round pick.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they're all on different teams
NBA,
than they started
I know
with.
I don't follow the NBA, but I know the NBA. Let me close out with this. An earlier caller, my namesake from some other place, Robert, mentioned the playoff bowl, which was a game that was played in the 60s by the NFL for the 2 teams that lost or did not get into the championship. They finished 2nd. That was well attended. In fact, it was played in the Orange Bowl in Miami. And by 1965, my Colts played in that. They drew 65,000 in that game. And that's how was an impact on the Miami Dolphins coming into the AFL. They were looking to expand and say, look, they're attending this game. So that's how that is. So it did have an impact. And that's my course for the night. All right? So
always down for a history lesson, Robert.
I always
thank you.
Come in with info. I either come in with some humor, which you robbed me of because you remembered at the last minute that damn chicken wing, chicken head thing.
Oh, God, but, I'm so sorry I remembered a detail of my own life.
All right, but we'll let Barry in Boston. Can you ever figure out what Barry in Boston is talking about? Anyhow, thanks for taking my call.
I think I'm going to take a Barry in Boston sabbatical.
What's that?
Maybe just for the night.
Brent
is in Myrtle Beach. Brent.
Hey, Bart, man. I was lucky enough I took like a sport law class when I was in college. And it was kind of interesting because we talked a lot about, you know, just lawsuits related to, you know, sports and whatnot. And some of the things I remember from the professor is, one, you can sue anybody over anything. The real term is like, are you liable or are you negligent? So I didn't actually know that stuff that you were talking about with Reggie Bush running on like the concrete area in St. Louis. But that's, you know, I can sue Reggie Bush for having a crappy haircut. But if you
are ruining your fantasy team, we could do that.
Yeah. But, you know, if he's got something like, hey, this team was negligent and that's why I got hurt, it'd be interesting to kind of know if he sued the Rams or if he sued the city since the Rams were leaving town. But anyway, relating this to the Darren Ruff guy who was playing for the Brewers, they probably don't want that thing to go to trial because I think it's probably going to end up being a lot better for them if they settle. Because to pay all those lawyers and to end up losing kind of like in the Reggie Bush thing, if you had some like sharp metal thing that was, you know, there was no padding put over it, I think it's going to be pretty darn easy for them to say that the Reds were negligent. But anyway, you took me back to college, Bart. I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, well, appreciate that. I don't think when Darren Ruff files this lawsuit, that the Reds were going to be taken by surprise. I think they looked at what happened, were maybe aware that this could be a thing, and have been on it. That's what I would assume. With the Rockies situation, I think they're stunned that a guy from 2 years ago is all of a sudden like, you know what I'm going to do this week? I'm going to sue the Rockies for a game I was at 2 years ago. J.D. Davis, Marco. J.D. Davis was the guy.
Yes, I apologize. I was wrong. I am man enough to admit that. Yes, it was J.D. Davis who played 7 games for the Yankees.
What is a J.D. Davis but somebody else's Darren Ruff? I mean, really.
I mean, am I that far off? I didn't look at their career stats. Didn't they have similar type careers?
I mean, clearly they're in the same, like, bucket of player.
You know, yes. Good, solid major leaguer. Nothing spectacular. Good, solid player. That's it.
I inform the listeners of what J.D. Davis has been up to the last couple of years.
Is he suing the A's or anything?
I think he's going to get sued by a team for how bad he's playing. So after the Yankees, he then went to the Orioles and just played at their AAA. It was a minor league deal. This year, he signed a minor league deal with the Angels, played in 10 games for the Salt Lake Bees, and then they pulled him up. They brought him up April 10th. He played 5 games. He went 1-for-9. They DFA'd him. He cleared waivers and elected free agency, and then nobody wanted him, and so he re-signed with the Angels back to the Salt Lake Bees, where he currently is now.
He's currently playing for the Salt Lake Bees?
The Salt Lake Bees.
You know what? I admire the determination. Good for you, J.D. Davis. Make them rip that jersey off you. Good for you.
You got to get back.
Well, you'll never play again. Once you walk away, that's it. So you know what? Keep playing. What the hell? It's got to be better than anything else you're going to do.
J.D. Davis.
He kept coming, man.
Other names you might know on the Salt Lake Bees, Carter Kieboom. He played for the Nationals, I think, for a while.
I know the last name because it's odd. Other than that, I don't remember anything about him.
Scott Kingery?
Who? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Where was he? Seattle?
Maybe. Was
Philly?
Might have been the 8. Oh, definitely Phillies. Definitely Phillies.
Kingery, Phillies. Yep. 4 years at the Phillies. Anybody else on the pitching staff that we can... Dakota Hudson. That's a guy, right? Dakota
Who from Hudson? What? What is he from?
Dakota Hudson?
Hudson?
Was he a Cardinal?
Maybe. I mean,
dudes
Hudson
will do. Dudes will sit around and talk about.
That sounds good.
Cardinal and a Rocky. Cardinal and a Rocky. One more I got here. How about Buck Farmer?
Him I've never heard of. I think you actually made that up, actually.
That's from a...
Buck Farmer? Yeah.
He was a Tiger and a Red for a long time.
Define long time.
Well, there might have been some minor league stints in there.
Think
he's got a win-loss record of 24-30
Really?
Pitching since 2014, however.
Buck Farmer?
Yeah.
My apologies, Buck.
George Rooney Buck Farmer. Buck Farmer.
What the hell did you just say to me?
You heard what I said, JR! All right. Let's get to an update with Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz, alongside the Major League Baseball TV rights took a little bit of a shakeup when ESPN said, you know, we don't really want to do this anymore. We don't want to air this anymore. We're out. We're done. They are done at the end of the 2025 season. So they are dipping out of a contract that they signed into where they did have an out clause, and they are taking it. Basically, ESPN is mad that baseball has found other ways to make money by carving out separate TV packages. Well, that kind of sounds like what the NFL does, right? Well, yes, but baseball is doing it in a way where they're charging these other companies a lot less than they're charging ESPN. So there was a Sunday morning package on Peacock for a while. That has now gone to Roku, where you'll start to see one of your teams may, on a Sunday coming up here in the summer, play at like 11:35 or 10:30. And you're like, what's happening? Why is this happening? Well, it's part of this separate TV package that Peacock had carved out with baseball. And then eventually it went to Roku. Now, Roku is like an Amazon Fire Stick. But I didn't know this until I looked more into it because of the deal. But there's also an app, Roku, and you can watch the game on there. So knock yourself out if you want to do that. They also have the Apple TV Plus deal where they've got on Friday night, all you have to have is Apple TV. They show games. They show you games. I believe it's free. If you have Apple TV, you get to watch the game. You don't have to pay anything extra, and you watch the game. So ESPN says, we're getting out of this. We don't want to do it anymore. We are done. Fox has most of the national baseball broadcast. How many times a week do you see a baseball game on ESPN? Sunday nights, and then they'll have the home run derby, and then they get in on the wild card round, and it's you're like, where's all this baseball on ESPN coming from? But they don't have a lot of games on. Sometimes they run like opening day. Maybe there's going to be a pop-up national holiday, but they don't air games. Certainly not like they used to. TBS has a package where they air games on Tuesday nights. And then I don't understand the rhyme or reason for it, but FS1 airs games randomly. Fox always has a game on Saturday night. And then later in the summer, I think they do Thursday and Saturday. So there are national TV opportunities to watch baseball. But for most of us, we watch baseball. The way everybody watches baseball is we watch our team on our regional network, whether it's YES or Marquee or NBC Sports Philadelphia or FanDuel Sports South. We watch those games in those fashions, and we don't see a lot of the national broadcast. We don't see that. It's on ESPN, and the Yankees and Mets game on ESPN last Sunday night was the highest-rated Sunday night game in a long time. But when do you typically watch a Sunday night game? When nothing else is on. Sunday nights, with football, certainly, it's like, all right, we're watching a game. There's some Sunday nights where you're like, I'm home. I got to work tomorrow. I don't quite want to go to bed. It's, 8:00. There's got to be some sort of game on. And if there's no basketball, playoffs, or NHL, or whatever, You kind of get stuck turning on the baseball game. Oh, I guess the Red Sox are playing the Astros. Oh, I guess, you know, I guess that's what's going on. Well, NBC is throwing their hat into the ring, and they've got some big ideas for what they want to do with baseball, and specifically what they want to do with Sunday nights. Now, if NBC got ESPN's offer, they would have games on Peacock. There would be some of that, like there is with Big Ten games they show and other things that they show. But what they're looking at and why this is attracting them so much is because of what they're doing with the NBA. So we know that in the fall, Sunday night football on NBC is the place to be. Starting after the fall ends and the winter ends and the football season ends, the NBA is going to take over that spot. It will feel bigger. It will. I mean, there's games throughout the season in the NBA on an ABC Saturday night, and it's like, okay, let's watch this one. It does that for some reason. I feel like maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just me. But an ABC Saturday night basketball game has a bigger punch than a Sunday night baseball game on ESPN. They still try to get the best matchup of the weekend. Fox just like randomly shows, you know, whoever is playing that day. So that doesn't quite have the same punch. It's Saturday night, but it doesn't quite have the same punch. But I think if NBC tried to have it, we haven't had a national game of the week on NBC, CBS, you know, ABC, those ones, really in a long time. Again, Fox is airing theirs, but that kind of feels like Fox just doesn't want to air a real show. And, you know, the era of running Cops back to back and America's Most Wanted, although that show's back and there's two of them, is kind of past and gone. And then stick around after your late local news, Mad TV. So they want baseball. They want Sunday night baseball. They want to go Sunday night football to Sunday night basketball to Sunday night baseball in prime time. I took a look at the primetime schedule when they first came out, not to nerd out about schedules, which I like to do, but just to show you sports influence. Basically, the broadcast TV model is completely falling apart. There's so much more media. There's so much media. I didn't realize until like an hour ago, Aaron Rodgers was on Joe Rogan yesterday. Even typically that, like, you find out about. But it's so fractured. It's so a la carte. Choose what you like. And a lot of us, let's be honest, we're not even watching TV or movies. We're opening up our phones and scrolling through reels. Anybody can be a celebrity. Everyone's a celebrity. If you're on social media, you are a celebrity to at least someone. It's just so fractured. Next year, Sunday nights, NBC will have football and then basketball. ABC has Monday Night Football. NBC is adding, not only do they have basketball on Sundays, but starting in October, every Tuesday night, like what was the big night of the NBA the last few years? NBA on TNT on Thursdays. That was like, okay, there's going to be a couple of games. NBC is going to have that now. Fox is just given over to anything that they can even find. UFL, sure. College hoops, Fridays, fine. One night they aired gymnastics. Might have been a Saturday. Saturday, everyone airs college football. These sports are holding up broadcast television and NBC now thinking, hey, we've got football. Now we got basketball. Let's try to get into baseball as well. So that would be very interesting. If that is how it happened, Amazon wants more, you know, all these other sports, everybody wants it. But then ESPN said no. Thanks to Carlos Ortiz and Marco Belletti, and of course, you, Pat Boyle, hopefully doing a little better tonight. I get it. He's up next. This has been the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.